Gift card for you to win. Pick and Patch up in Stanley. So much great family fun up there. That is coming up, and you'll get some great fall pictures out there with the family. We're just talking about pictures, and as the season changes, you two were wolfing down some cider donuts the other day and taking all kind of selfies and pictures. That's fall to you two.
Oh, my gosh. And I just... That's it. It's my favorite, favorite thing.
Well, and I didn't realize that cider donuts were unique to the area because you said you had never heard of them
before.
Never
heard of them. Nope.
Well, and some places call them fry cakes.
Oh.
But they are cider donuts. I don't know if fry cakes or cider donuts are the same. I don't think they are.
I don't think they are.
But if you go to a cidery, like an apple cider, you go to an orchard, they have the cider donuts, and it's covered in that sugar and cinnamon, and it's fried, and it's soft, and it's so good.
Let her have her moment. Let her enjoy that memory, yeah.
All right.
Because that was your pictures. They came into the studio, you're like, look, eye in your mouth, you're taking all those clicking pictures of the food. You know what fall to me is Amerks open up. Home opener, season starts this Friday. Very excited about some great... Hockey. Man, our Amerks get at it. Very excited about that. And where are you heading? That it's fall, you're so excited, or you're just putting things away. You're trying to catch up.
Oh, we are so behind. We don't even have our pool covered. Now that redneck swimming pool is still wide open.
It's going to turn into an ice pond. The Amherst might go out there and start skating.
Go ahead and skate on that or ice fish into it. And Steve's like, we got to cover the pool. We haven't even brought in our patio furniture. Our fire table's still outside. We got to bring, because also in the fall, we bring from the back shed the snowblower. Mm-hmm. I know, I don't want to say the four-letter S word. Blower to the garage. So it's right there by the driveway.
Now, how long is that going to take? And then you push it from the back shed to the garage. That's going to be an all-day thing that you have to plan?
Uh-huh. Well, all of this together.
Okay.
Right. It'll be a full day. And then all of the, you know, the lawnmower and everything goes back into the shed. Mm-hmm. It's a whole
Got to do a little Uno reverse with all of the lawn care.
Whole thing.
By the way, on a Donuts Light text line, we always need help.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Takes a village. Donuts Light text line, it said, donuts are made with yeast and have to rise. Fry cakes are made with baking powder and do not have to rise.
All right.
Just in case. Because you were comparing the cedar donuts to the fry cakes. Nah.
Because I don't bake them, I just eat them.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's
they
good to
have
know.
This in common, going in my mouth. There you go.
Being stinking delicious.
How about you? What is fall for you here locally? You know, the times have changed. The seasons have changed. What are you excited about? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. And, you know, I love having fun in the kitchen. Sometimes it's epic fail. Sometimes it's a big success. And my kids used to love when I'd make mummy hot dogs. This time of the year, give it a try. Four simple ingredients. TJ?
I would guess.
You can do it.
Well, I would guess two ingredients. Pillsbury dough and a hot dog.
Yeah. And you don't you wrap the dough around the hot dog.
Yeah.
But don't make it perfect. Make it crooked stripes so it looks like a mummy, right?
No problem.
And little candy eyes and a little mustard. Put it in the oven, you know, brown it up, golden brown.
Wait, candy eyes on a hot dog? What kind of candy?
They have them in any baking section of the store. The little fake little eyes.
Oh.
The baking aisle is a part of the store that has the flour and all that stuff in there.
It's just decoration to really make it look like a mummy hot dog. So you have, like she said.
Morgan was born.
The dough to wrap around in the eyes.
October 22nd. So I was obsessed. When you're first born, for some reason, those first couple birthdays, you've never had a kid's birthday party before, and you go way overboard. I say you, I mean me. I went way overboard, and she's always had Halloween parties. And I remember one year, I bought a Martha Stewart Halloween magazine, and I was just hell-bent on making all of these similar to that, like mummy hot dogs, lady fingers. And I sat in the kitchen, and I tried to make these Martha Stewart.
Did any of them work?
Nothing looked like lady fingers. Nothing looked like it was supposed to. And I remember being so upset, which it's just silly now. And she was just a baby. But yeah, family and friends, they were like, oh, what are these? What are these? And I was like, obviously they're lady. Never mind. Just eat them. I promise they're edible. So that one I can do.
Well, then her birthday's coming up. Are you going to surprise her?
Not this year.
Send her something up to Boston, Washington College.
My middle daughter, Ava, she booked a flight. So she's going to spend her birthday with Morgan, and they're going to go to Salem and stuff.
Send up some Halloween treats.
I should make some lady fingers.
Yes!
Here's a Tupperware. Give it to your sister.
Give it to your sister with a note in there, right? These are lady fingers. They are edible, in case you don't know.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah. You know, let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. We got a $100 gift card
to Pick and Patch in Stanley, New York. They've got the best place to get your pumpkins this fall. They've got a Luke Bryan-themed corn maze, homemade donuts, maple cotton candy, my favorite, pumpkin pizza.
There you go. Get out there. Enjoy with the family. Call number 19. This $100 gift card is for you. 585-252-WBEE. TJ has tried the Halloween treats. Which one is she going to try again for her daughter up in college? What is it? It involves a lady and it involves fingers. It's a Martha Stewart recipe. Yeah, try again. Yeah. That's the answer we want. We make it that easy for you. It happened. Guitars and Stars. Get your tickets at WBEE.com November 13th. And he's come with Chris Lane and many more. Chase Beckham. And you know what? We make it as affordable as we can for you. We have tickets starting as low as $15. Just go to WBEE.com, Guitars and Stars. We don't price gouge you. There's other parts of the country I'm so disappointed in. I've got tons of family and friends in the Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete, Sarasota area. This hurricane's coming. They say it may be one of the worst ones ever. They're ordering evacuations mandatory in certain areas. And what does big business do for people trying to get on flights? They jacked up the flight prices. I'm like, really?
That should be illegal.
In this time of need? It should be. And even hotels in northern Florida and Georgia are taking hotel rooms from $95 a night up to $700 a night. What are you doing price gouging people when emergency's happening? Now, we all say government should, you know, let us do our thing sometimes. This is where I think government needs to step in and
when
go.
There's a when there's an emergency like that, and they shouldn't be out of gas.
Yeah.
That's just another thing. Like, there's folks that can't go anywhere because they just can't. Yeah. Like, I know you should know if you live in a hurricane, an area, you should have this all pre-planned. And, you know, life happens and not everybody's got it pre-planned. And it's just really dangerous to be there. And if you can't get out because you can't afford it, that to me is sad.
Yeah.
And it should be illegal.
Price gouging. I think it's bad karma for some of these airlines that are doing it and hotel rooms.
We're all sitting here watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all we can do. But all of us know people that are going to be affected by this.
Yes.
We know folks that we have a lot of snowbirds that head down that way. So even my own dad, like, he's not down there yet.